Campbell, and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
If you're a pessimist, it's good for your health. I'm an optimist. It says so on my Twitter profile.
Must be true.
Must be true.
Says it on the internet.
This is something I actually have learned from you. Having low standards means you never get disappointed. Lower your expectations. You've told me that many a time.
Well, I actually think that you should own your expectations. I don't think you need to lower them. I think you should own them and realize that they are yours.
I am guilty of having high expectations for myself and for others. There's no question about it. But according to this new study, the lower your expectations, the less stress you have in your life. This is actually fascinating.
If you have this, you've planned in your mind, well, this is how it's going to go, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be sunny, and it's going, and I'm not going to lose my cell phone, and I'm going to, and my kids are going to behave. If you set all of that up in your mind as what are your expectations, and then something doesn't go that way, then of course you're led to be disappointed. You don't have to, I don't think you have to lower them, but you must own them as your own. Maybe somebody else doesn't expect the day or the event to go the same way as you. And, you know, you just got to own it.
It's fair. I love the way they did this study. I want to get in one of the studies where when you do something wrong, they give you an electric shock. I want to be in this study.
Is that what they did?
So, yeah.
I just want to be in a study where you taste test a chocolate bar.
Holly, would you take an electric shock every time they fed you a spoonful of chocolate?
No.
Okay, so what they did, the participants in the study did not get to taste any chocolate whatsoever. What they had to do was look under a rock, and if the rock had a snake underneath it,
the cheapers,
they would get an electric shock.
This is the worst study ever.
No, it's awesome.
Wait a second, I have to like heave up stones to see if there's a snake, and if there is not a snake, I get an electric shock.
No, if there is a snake.
If there is a snake,
so you get double whammy.
Good
snake
luck,
plus
you gotta
shock.
Catch me first.
I guarantee you, they're doing this in the psych building over at UW.
No.
When you're a student there, you're going through the student newspaper, right? You're looking for the chance to go do this to participate
this
in the studies because they give you money sometimes. So
they
anyway. Better
give me money if I have to turn over stones, find snakes, and get electric shocks.
And then over
time, $100 per snake.
Over time, the people in the study would learn which snakes were more likely to have, or which rocks were more likely to have snakes underneath them. And then they were measuring stress levels through all of this.
Was Monty Hall there by any chance?
Monty Hall was not there. There was no door number 1, 2, or 3.
I'm going to be stressed the entire time with the rocks and the snakes and the electricity.
And then they even learned which rocks would not have a snake underneath them, which ones were most likely to have a snake underneath them or not. So what the research found for us was that any rock that had a 50% chance could go either way had the highest stress level. But if you knew for sure that there was a snake or for sure there was not
there
a snake,
you're okay.
Because you knew you were guaranteed the outcome. So uncertainty is what leaves us feeling anxious and unable to cope, and that raises our stress level.
And what is life? It's uncertainty. If I found the...
If you're a pessimist. Everything sucks. Move on.
If I found the rock that I knew was snake-free, I would just, like, crawl under it and hide from the electricity shocker guy.
It's not part of the study.
Stop.
You are stressed.
Stop it.
Lower your expectations.
Cool,
you'll
good.
Be fine.
There's no rock. There's no snake under here. I'm going to dig a hole and get in it so the guy can't give me the electric prod and shocking. That's horrible. Where did they do that? Is that even legal?
As long as you sign the waiver, I'm sure it is. It's 8:25.
Did you seriously say, I want to be part of a study where they give you an electric shock?
Absolutely.
You know that weird little scar on the side of your head that's a perfect circle? Are you sure somebody didn't give you an electric probing already?
No, I'm not sure. Maybe they did.
Because that would explain so much.
In fact, I think that's what they did when they hired me over here. I said no the first time. Okay, I'll take the job. Thanks. Oh, working with Jennifer Campbell, that's going to be peachy keen.
See, now it's coming out.
I was a little jab. I'm sorry about that jab.
Everybody here you dislike? The jerk who runs this place and me. Wow. Maybe you should lower your expectations.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.